Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Woo-hoo! Big bet for a big man.
Looking to make a little extra cash this weekend? Look no further, because it's time for our weekly chat with Paramount Sports' Lee Sterling. Brought to you by Cutwater, premium canned cocktails and proud partner of the Seahawks. Now with Lee Sterling, here's Softy and Dick.
He is 17-8.
Yeah, baby!
On the air so far this year. He's off to a hell of a start, which proves that there's hope for all of us, man. There is hope for everybody.
Things happen to Lee, good things can happen to anybody.
Your beginnings, your background, there's humble beginnings and there's unbelievable endings. And Lee Sterling is proof of that, man. So here he is. How are you, pal?
Thought you were going to do like an introduction for Jerry's Kids or something.
Oh, you can't say that now. It's 2020. Come on. What's wrong with you? Anyway. I know. All right. Lee Sterling is 7. Good God, man. 17-8 on the air with us so far this year. We didn't get the Seahawks game last night because it was last night. Yep. But what would you have predicted for yesterday?
Look on the website. Under recent results, we had the Rams.
Man, look on the web thing. Look on the web thing. Okay, fine. I'll look on the damn website, all right? Hey, we're all bitter right now because of what happened to the Seahawks last night, and Russell Wilson could be out for a couple months, so we're not in the greatest of moods. So tread lightly. Let's start with some college football in the Pac-12. Arizona State giving 13 at home against Stanford. Devils Cardinal, go.
Yeah, Arizona State. 3-touchdown win against Colorado. 3-touchdown win against UCLA. I'm still not impressed. I think the Stanford wins are more impressive over USC and Oregon. Stanford's D play a lot of bend but don't break. UCLA's awful pass defense. I just think that Tanner McKee is starting to come around here. 11 touchdowns, no interceptions, and Sparky, you can't trust him. 3-8 against the spread as a home favorite. We're going to say they'll win the game, something like 31-28, but Stanford covers.
All right. I was walking my kids to the bus today, and my friend said, yep, driving over to Pullman to watch the Cougs get hammered by the Beavers. Oh. Evidently, Oregon State has now become a team that is just feared by all. They are giving 3.5 to the Cougs at Martin Stadium.
First time as a favorite, as a road favorite for the Beavs since 2014. Chance Nolan played decent last week, but not his best. I think he's going to have a big game here. Why are the Beavers winning games now? Because they run the ball, 15th in the country, and 26th against the run. I just don't trust Wazoo here. Delora, their quarterback, 3 touchdowns, but also 2 interceptions. He's up and down. Wazoo has won 7 straight in the series. It all comes to an end on Saturday. Revenge, revenge, revenge. Beavers, 31-24.
Okay, take the Beavs, give the 3.5. So I was watching First Take this morning, and they were talking about Justin Herbert and how he might win the MVP in the NFL this year. I saw Adam Schefter, your buddy Schefty, on the pregame show on Monday said, Justin Herbert is a surefire lock for the Hall of Fame. And he's played 1.5 years in the NFL. He's playing well, though, no doubt. They're at home giving 2 against the Browns on Sunday.
Wish he was playing for the Dolphins. That's another source.
Well, you could have had him. You could have had him.
I know. That's a fireable offense right there for Chris Greer. So, on top of that, about 5 different offensive linemen that can't block anyone. Here's the problem for the Chargers. They are coming off a highlight reel game, especially the first half. They can't play that well again on defense. They have one of the worst run defenses. Now they face the best running game in the NFL with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt averaging 177 yards a game. You saw their A game. On Monday night, less than 6 days later, you're going to see their B-minus or C-plus game, Cleveland 27-23.
All right, Lee, this is one of my fact or fiction picks this week. The Green Bay Packers heading down to Cincinnati. I would imagine 7-hour drive, there's going to be a lot of cheeseheads in that stadium. Do you like Green Bay or Cincinnati with the Packers giving the Bengals 3?
This is a trap game here. The public is going to be playing Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers has looked great the last three games, but he's got to be almost perfect. He's lost his top two offensive linemen. They've lost their top pass rusher, their best cornerback. Cincinnati didn't panic when they were down two touchdowns in their last game on Thursday night. They've got an extra 3 days to prepare for this game, and their running game behind Joe Mixon, they move the pile. They get 4, 5, 6 yards every first down here. I think Cincinnati pulls it off here.
Wow.
28-24.
Are we sure Mixon's playing?
I think he'll give it a go.
Okay. You got inside dope?
I think it might be Samaje Perine.
Does that change your mind at all if Mixon's not there?
He's questionable. I think he's going to go.
Gotcha.
It's a low-grade ankle sprain.
Right.
Not a high-grade ankle sprain.
Well, we got Sterling v. Fain.
No!
On this game.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens. Dick likes the Packers.
Well, that's one of the reasons I picked Green Bay is because Joe Mixon hasn't practiced all week. So
how about Arizona and the Niners? We know that Jimmy Garoppolo, porn star Jimmy, is not playing in this game.
Jimmy G, porn star Jimmy, Mr. Garoppolo.
George Kittle is also doubtful, by the way, and the Cardinals are given 5 against the Niners. Go.
So Trey Lance is going to give it a go, but now he has one of his best protectors, Williams. He's a game-time decision here. The kicker is out. I mean, every time they started getting healthy in one position, the other position, this team is not the same this year. I think Arizona's starting to grow up. They got a lot of weapons on offense here. They run away and hide here, 37-17.
All right, take the Cardinals and give the 5. Game of the week, USC and Utah. Is that what you got for your game of the week?
Yep.
Am I reading that right?
Yep.
You got something up your proverbial sleeve with the Utes this weekend.
I always do. So you want to get this game, we're on a roll. Should be the Lee Sterling hour by next week when we go 5-0.
Mm.
Anyone wants to get this game, 800-400-9741. Not October, it's Locktober, 4 weeks, just $297, ParamountSports.com.
What is a Ute?
You're the man, Lee. Great stuff. We'll talk in a week.
Thanks,
see you, pal.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Lee Sterling, like Stanford, plus the points against ASU, Beavers minus the points against the Cougs, Browns plus 2 against the Chargers, Bengals going directly opposite of Dick Fain over here. He likes Bengals plus the points against the Packers, and Arizona to hammer the Niners this weekend in Arizona. Game of the week is USC-Utah. Give him a call to find out more.
You know, looking at that Arizona State-Stanford game, which is tonight, isn't it just safe if a game is double digits between two Pac-10 teams just to take the underdog?
I would think so.
I mean,
there's
not that much gap between two Pac-12 teams.
The problem is I don't bet on every game out there, and if I did, I would take Stanford, but because I don't, there's about 15 other games I'd play besides Arizona State and Stanford tonight. All right, Hugh Mellon's going to join us. We'll see if he's simmered down at all from where he was last night. God, I hope not.
Just been around.
He'll join us next on 950 KJ.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.